We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. Dave Stouter, Bill Sardi with me today. We are your hosts, and we are talking about your health. You know, Bill, I have a question for you right out of the box. I noticed that I've been telling people in my store for a long time that I thought that much of the screenings that are done, I think you have an article about mammograms today, aren't as valuable as we've been led to believe. Many of the treatments that people are getting aren't as valuable as we've been led to believe. And once the Affordable Care Act passed, I think one of the things was they were going to let the government really come in and examine medical treatments and say what they did and didn't do. And I noticed now all of a sudden in the last couple of years, more articles are coming out saying this very thing. Oh, we probably don't need all these treatments. We probably don't need all these screenings. I'm cynical. I think it's because they're not going to get paid. But the question is, are we ready to take care of ourselves? I mean, it seems like this is coming.
I think the attitude of the public is they want to be taken care of. And for all of our listeners, our format today, as it will be with every program, is to launch some barbs against modern medicine and try to shake, you know, the cage a little bit so we can rattle your cage and get you to move away a little bit from your misplaced faith in modern medicine, which is self-serving medicine. And that's usually the first part of our program here, and that's what we're going to talk about briefly. Second part is practical remedies and cures and things that might help you. So stick around because we've got some today. Part three will be about our sponsor's product, Garlazyme. And then part four, our sponsor's product, Resveratrol Red Wine Longevinix. So you hang in there. We've got some great information for you. And yes, this is an astounding development because it was synopsized in the New York Times. We do $10 billion of mammograms. And now, again, this is a repeat of an old headline. Once again, mammograms failed to really benefit no one and only deliver harms over the long run. And there's really no evidence for women even having them done over age 75 because there's no evidence for them. And yet, when they gave women a little booklet that explained all this, the harms and no evidence for their age group, within 6 months, I think it was 70% of those women went back and had a mammogram. And the New York Times dealt with this, and what they said was, look, but women want reassurance. $10 billion of reassurance for nothing but harms. And we could duplicate this for colonoscopies. I've written an article, Colonoscopy Not. You can find it online. I think you've got about a 1 in 10,000 chance of ever benefiting from a colonoscopy, but it's the gravy train for modern medicine. There's a billing code, and they want to do it. And the colonoscopies can only look on one side of your colon and not the lower part. You need a proctoscope for that. And all of these other issues, and yet nonetheless, people want to be reassured, especially if you have a family history of breast cancer, colon cancer. You want reassurance, and that's all it's offering you. Now, I know the doctor's going to tell you people are living longer if they get it detected earlier, when it's smaller. And we pointed this out. It's a giant fraud. The American Cancer Society knows this. If you get diagnosed today because of an early screening, but let's say you got diagnosed a year earlier, when it was even smaller. Now, let's say you succumb to cancer a year from now. You see, you're dying, you're succumbing to cancer on the same calendar day. All they did is detect it when it was smaller earlier, not prolong your life. And this is the misinformation. And they use it over and over again to justify all of this screening. And you know, the mammogram centers have to screen so many people and find so much cancer to treat in order to keep them open. So it's a regular shopping cart there they got to run.
Well, Bill, I want to make sure I understand this. So in other words, what you're saying is if we take a fellow, Mr. Jones, and we happen to know that he's going to perish from cancer in 6 years. So if we diagnose him today and he perishes in 6 years and he's a success because he got early screening and he lives 6 years after his diagnosis, if we wait 5.5 years and diagnose him and he's gone in 6 months, then it's a failure and he should have had his early screening, but the screening didn't actually prolong his life or do anything for him.
No, but what I am seeing is, according to the New York Times article, they had a comment there by one of the leading researchers, people need a picture, a number, a PSA count, a mammogram for reassurance. They're not getting it to detect cancer. They want to be reassured they don't have it. $10 billion of nothing but harm. But our listeners today are probably not likely to be ready, because what modern medicine has to sell is fear. And to get over that fear, they've got to have that mammogram. They've got to have that colonoscopy. I don't think anything we're saying is going to resonate with a lot of people that are listening, because that's what is being sold. And people need that, particularly if there's a family history. And so modern medicine is carrying on a charade. And the people listening, God bless you all, you're not ready to abandon this. Well, you're not ready to walk away from it.
I have a question for everybody. You know, my question is, with all of these screenings, and I've read extensively on the science of them, and for the most part, over a broad population, they tend to do more harm than good. It's not that they never do any good, but the good is wildly exaggerated. But my question is, mammograms don't prevent breast cancer. Taking your blood sugar doesn't prevent diabetes. Taking your PSA doesn't prevent lung cancer. Shouldn't we be working on the things, diet, lifestyle, nutrition, that actually prevent these diseases?
But it's so complicated. It's so much to learn. And one person says this and another says that. And how do you get a grasp on it? Maybe it's just easier to trust your doctor. And I understand. I think that's where most people are. And they never can imagine the doctor so self-serving as to prescribe drugs that may not be, that may be a part of another disease. And I've got headlines here, you know, drug-related morbidity in more than 10% of adults. In other words, they take a drug and it causes another side effect, another undesired side effect, which then you take another drug for to conquer that one. But I just, you know, with 5 to 7 drugs being taken by the average Medicare patient, they're obviously not sold on anything we're saying. I don't, you know, we're talking about natural medicine. I've run a radio show on a daily broadcast for a few months out of KLAV in Las Vegas, and my discovery is that most of the people listening agreed to what we were saying, and most of them shook their head up and down. They agreed, but they didn't take any action on it all. And basically, for the most part, the audience we had agreed with us. The people we were trying to convince weren't listening. That, of course, obviously. And so we think about a third of the people have already broken away from conventional medicine. But why haven't all of them? It's a giant charade. It's a giant fraud. And, of course, people like you're saying don't feel they're ready to care for themselves. They don't feel equipped. They what do I do then if I don't trust my doctor and I don't trust – what do I do? Trust the health food store clerk? Well, frankly, the health food store clerk may know more about health and nutrition than your doctor does. That's according to a new study, because some medical student says, you know, the amount of study we get on nutrition and keeping people healthy versus treating disease as it occurs – you know, we get very little education, and a couple of – this got into the news here recently, the neglect of nutrition in medical education, firsthand look, and it's by a medical student, so at Harvard Medical School. so that, you know, they don't get any training. And then we go to them and we ask them, should I take this vitamin or herb? They haven't got a clue. I think the guy down at the health food store, and he may have a, you know, a long hair hippie looking something to him, but he may know more.
Frankly. Hey, Bill, let me give everybody my favorite equation to put this into perspective. You ought to think about this. Sometimes I say you wouldn't go to a plumber to get your computer fixed, but look, they say, and this is from a lot of different sources, that 75% of what we spend our $2.7 trillion on for, quote, healthcare is diet and lifestyle. In other words, preventable diseases, okay? So folks, 75% of your health issues should be taken care of by diet, lifestyle, nutrition. The other 25% maybe need a medication or a surgery. Now, your doctor, because of the way Big Pharma hides the information, your doctor at best only even knows 50% of the 25%. And then of the 75% that is most important, I'm going to be generous, they know maybe 10%. These are not your health advocates. They're your disease managers.
David, the Affordable Care Act is going to bring millions of people into our healthcare system that didn't have insurance. And there's a big article about this in a journal called Health Affairs. And what they're saying is this is going to create a physician shortage. We just don't have enough primary care doctors, et cetera. And the way out of this, the wild card, they're saying, is self-care. And I wrote them back and I said, come on, let's be honest. People who get an insurance card for the first time want doctoring they never had access to. That's what they want. We're going to flood the system regardless. They're not going to be interested in self-care. And I wonder how many of our listeners would actually be interested in it.
Well,
so, you know, it's chaos ready to happen.
You know, we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. It's real simple. There's two kinds of people, Bill. When you say to them that most of your health is in your own hands, half the people are inspired and they're happy about that, and half the people find it burdensome. But we're going to do our best here at Have a Heart Health Radio to help you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Have a Heart Health Radio, and we'll be here every week at this time. We appreciate you listening. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior and health journalist, Bill Sardi. Bill, let me share an experience with you because you had an interesting question you wanted to ask on today's show. I was at the in Virginia Beach, Virginia, the ARE Institute. I forget what that stands for, but it's the place where Edgar Cayce was, who was like a supposedly like a psychic healer from the 30s, and he wrote a lot of books. And so I'm in this health food store, and I walk up to the front counter, and there's all these organic cigarettes on sale at the counter. And not just like one brand, but six or eight organic tobacco cigarettes. And I looked at the guy, you know, and I said, hey, let me just ask you something. Like, how come, you know, I understand the organic tobacco, chemical free, but what do you got cigarettes in a health food store? And he goes, well, there was a couple of remedies that Edgar Cayce recommended that had tobacco, and we're next to North Carolina. And I said, okay, an honest guy. And for those of you who don't know, North Carolina is where they sell a lot of tobacco.
So everybody gets it right because we're herbalists here in the sense of being pro-herbal. And tobacco does have nicotine. And nicotine, just take it out, not the smoke and the tar and the other chemicals that are habit-forming they stick in there, but the nicotine, the reason why the Indians smoked the peace pipe was to make their brain more acute in thinking as they pondered the peace, you know, that they had to make with their enemies, the peace pipe, because nicotine is actually being considered as a drug for like Alzheimer's, memory loss, and so on. So it's kind of interesting. But, you know, they brought this up here recently. You know, our pharmacies, one of them is, I think it's CVS.
Yeah, CVS.
Is walking away from $2 billion of tobacco sales. And while I think it's Walmart or whatever, Walgreens is going on, and they're a big sponsor with the American Cancer Society, which is giving them their big blessings. And so it's playing footsie with the wrong people. I don't know how long we can go on with this. I mean, do you trust your pharmacy and your pharmacist, and you go there and they've got cigarettes behind the counter and they've had them all these years? How dedicated are they to your health? But it doesn't rattle anyone. I mean, no one. I haven't seen anybody walk out of a pharmacy and wonder whether they should just go down to a health food store. At least they're more committed to your health than someone else. But listen, this section of our program is supposed to talk about practical tips. And I want to give some people some. A growing body of evidence that, yes, esophageal reflux disease, heartburn. Everybody's taking these acid blockers. Once you start taking those, you can't absorb all your nutrients. Not vitamin C, not all the B vitamins, not most of the minerals. And you're going to, without the acid, you could get a mortal disease, infectious disease, from a bug called Clostridium difficile, which is killing off nursing home patients that are put on these acid blockers. You want to do this to yourself. So I know it sounds, which direction do we go into then? The doctors all recommend the acid blockers. Well, they're showing, and believe this or not, melatonin, it's that little hormonal thing you sell in your health food store, that Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, David, that melatonin, it's considered a sleep hormone.
Yeah.
You take it for inducing your sleep. I take a 1 milligram formula from Purity Products called Night Vites every night. It prolongs my sleep on the nights I use it about two and a half hours. I mean, it really works wonderful. But it's saying that if you start taking it at bedtime, your heartburn goes away. And it's talking about the sympathetic nervous system. So it's kind of interesting. We won't go into the details of it, but if you're struggling with heartburn, try some melatonin, about 1 milligram to 3 milligrams. Try to get a time release one, because then it helps you sleep better. And you won't wake up 2 or 3 hours later. And so I think it's a good practical health tip, something you can try harmless and might be helpful. Maybe you've never heard of that one, David. I like to trump you a little bit. I mean, you seem to know everything.
Well, I'm a big advocate of melatonin, but
okay.
But you know what? The two issues that you had on today's agenda, I had not heard. I mean, melatonin is good for the heart. It's good for stress.
It's
anti-cancer, but
they're showing a growing body of evidence. This will be big for our listeners, I'm sure. Melatonin seems to cure, hold on, macular degeneration. I'm not kidding. I think every older person plagued with any form of macular degeneration, called the dry form, the wet form, should be taking melatonin. Now, there's a growing body of evidence out of Europe. There's a formula using 3 milligrams with pictures posted up, and it's showing it's working. Melatonin for macular degeneration. And it makes sense. When is the eye going to repair itself? At night, when the light isn't coming in. And it makes sense that melatonin is a master hormone. Did you know that somebody facing an active form of cancer, I learned this because I was doing research for my book on cancer, which is out of print, by the way, if you're going to ask, it is that taking melatonin, now they usually took something like 10 milligrams a day, 10, 15 milligrams, But patients struggling with active cancer tripled their remaining lifespan if they took melatonin and all forms of cancer. I think there were six studies that I dug up at the time. So melatonin, don't let it pass you by. And our body needs to heal at nighttime when our stress hormones, our adrenal hormones are turned off. Did you ever notice you've got a runny nose cold and suddenly you go to sleep and it stops? That's because the adrenal hormones were shut off, our stress hormones. It just shows you how important it is for us to get sleep when we can't get to. I know you say, well, I can't get to sleep. Well, get the hormone at least that repairs if you can't get to sleep. Some will say, well, melatonin didn't put me to sleep. Yes, but it's going to repair for you. So use it.
Yeah, you know, it's very inexpensive too. It's not a burden on anybody's pocketbook.
Heartburn, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, this night blindness disease, they're finding success with melatonin. So I'm encouraging some people. Here's another one, obsessive compulsive disorder. This was in with my mother. She had a very obsessive compulsive, I won't go into all that, but she struggled with it. She had digestive tract problems, showing that vitamin B12, patients with a family history of B12 deficiency respond well to oral B12. You can go get injections too, but the oral B12 works just as well. It's good for optic neuritis. They're saying mood disorders, sleep issues, but they're saying it's great for obsessive compulsive behavior. Think about it. You got a little issue here. So just something practical might help you with friends, loved ones, maybe a little bit yourself.
Can I suggest to people too that we have a form of B12 called methyl B12 or methylcobalamin, a lot better absorbed than the sort of typical cyanocobalamin. So if you're going to get a B12, pretty much everybody makes it. Get a suggestion. Get the methylcobalamin.
Okay. Here's another big one. A lot of folks go to surgery. It says here, I've dug up the evidence, a lot of people have what we call adhesions inside after surgery. You know, where they sewed it up inside, it stuck to another part or another tissue or another organ, and you've got pain and you move around. Sometimes they got to reopen these wounds and get rid of the adhesions. And it says here, they did this in animals, they gave them oral vitamin C and it reduced the adhesion formation. Now, I can't tell you how prevalent adhesions are. You may still have some from a surgery you've undergone. Vitamin C is critically important. It prevents them. Where is our modern medicine? Where are our doctors? Where are our surgeons to dig up information about nutrition and help their patients? Vitamin C inhibits post-operative adhesion formation. This is in a Journal of Research in Medical Science, January 2014. Use vitamin C. You know, I don't know why all of our doctors aren't telling their surgical patients to do this, unless they're self-serving, want to go back in and operate again. Oh, they wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, just things we're trying to tell you that are practical here. By the way, a low-carbohydrate diet, it's something probably the diet for our show here. Cat James is the leader of this in the United States, author of a number of books on this topic. And it says here that if you adhere to a low-carbohydrate diet, it'll remedy type 2 diabetes. Yes, just totally remedied it. And let me give it to you real quick. No bread, no pasta, no rice, no refined sugars. That's simple. And it'll remedy type 2 adult onset diabetes.
Hey, Bill.
It's as good as a non-calorie restricted low-carb diet is as effective as any drug or treatment for type 2 diabetes. Wow.
You're absolutely right, and I've seen it. I've had people turn it around in our store. I like to say it this way. No added sweeteners, no fruit juice, no grains.
Okay, good. Now, is that a tip? I tell people, look, if you don't believe it, you want the brain fog to lift because you don't realize and you've got this, if you're a sugar craver, you've got yeast overgrowing in your digestive tract, craving more sugar. So that's why the first day on this, you might feel a little punky, get a little fever or something as the yeast die off. That's the Candida albicans. You get 10 days into a diet, no bread, no rice, no pasta, no refined sugars, and you'll see your diabetes is gone. Forget the metformin. Throw that out. Throw out most of the insulin, and this just works.
No,
And by the way, how much did that cost, David? We're talking about health tips that are low cost. There's one. You actually save money. You ate less food. Bought less.
And it's perfect. You know, there's a lot of great supplements for blood sugar issues, but I tell people, if you don't address your diet, you're still pushing the ball uphill. So you're listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. When we come back, I read some disturbing articles, even in my little local giveaway paper, as well as nationally, about the antibiotic resistance, superbugs, MRSA, in our homes now, not just in our hospitals. What are we going to do? Well, we'll give you some suggestions when we come back. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Health journalist Bill Sardi, yours truly, health warrior Dave Stouter. Bill, it's just interesting. I ran across some articles about antibiotic resistance, which are really scary. But before we get to that, you know, people thank you, by the way, calling our toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278.
Let's explain to our listeners, David. Call that number and you can leave a question for a future show. That's how it works. You don't get us answering.
Exactly.
But that's how you do it. Give them the number again, David.
Okay. It's 844. It's toll free. 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Bill, you know, you kind of mentioned this at the beginning of the show. People are realizing that their doctors are not trained, not experts, with very few exceptions, on nutrition, the most important part of health. And then so they turn around and go, okay, my doctor can't help me. Where do I go? Now, we like to feel we give good advice on this program, but people call in. There's so many books, so many articles, so much stuff on the internet, so many this isn't that. How do we pull the supplement thing together?
We've been dying to offer this to our listeners here. So all of you get a pencil because there's something free and it's big and it's great. And thousands of people have responded every time I've offered this on the radio. It's called Vitamin Supplement Analyzer. Now, I created this. I updated it recently. You can go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. It's free. You register. Don't think you have to pay for it. It says there's money involved there. just register and they will send you back the code to get in for free. Okay? We're going to alert them and tell them you register. They're going to send you back the code and you're going to get on vitamin supplement analyzer. Now, you plug in all the supplements you take. You do a multivitamin, plug in all of those things on the list in the multivitamin, selenium and the chromium and the B1 and B12. You put them all in there and it's going to send you a report back. Did you take too much? Did you miss something important? Did you put iron in with your supplements? Maybe that's not a good idea. Did you get the right dose? It's all the herbs, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids going to sort it out for you for free. I'm not kidding you. I've done this. It's wonderful. You do it. VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. No commercials there. Nothing. We're just trying to help you sort it all out. And then you can get a hold of me personally through that VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com for individual questions and things. So, you know, people say, well, Bill, you know, can you just go through my whole list? You can. I can't do it for everybody. I do it every day, but we can't do it for many. Well, now we can do it for a lot. VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. It's free. Don't forget, you register and they'll send you back the free access code. Okay.
And so I've done it. I've done it, Bill. It is great. And by the way, people can't see if you blush on the radio, but of all the people I know, the quote experts, you are one of the most diligent and well researched. So I think everybody should want to know what Vitamin Supplement Analyzer has to say about their
supplemental
program.
Well, David, you know, my rule is we need to give ourselves away. And number two, we need to put ourselves out of business. It's the only ethics in business, and certainly in modern medicine, because we have life and death involved. There's got to be some morals here in this. We need to put ourselves out of business. Modern medicine is putting itself in business. It's gaming us, so we constantly need drugs. Everything is a drug deficiency, not a nutrient deficiency. And what modern medicine needs to do is put itself out of business. It's costing us too much to keep treating every disease as they occur instead of, and no prevention, no real, well, prevention to them is detect and collect, detect more disease to do more treatment, collect more insurance. So, you know, the point is that we need to have an example here and we need to have arm people with more, information, you know, for the want of knowledge, the people suffered. I think that's a biblical scripture that was said. So, and in light of that, let's just talk about the antibiotic resistant problem here a little bit. A headline, more than 500. Yes, David.
Oh, I just have to say, because this is kind of local, but I saw in my local little free, city newspaper that some of the California legislatures are going to pass laws about getting the antibiotics out of the meat. Even just the antibiotics in the food supply, besides the overuse in medicine, are leading to this frightening resistance. And even now, you know, everybody said don't eat meat with antibiotics. I said, oh, you're a food faddist. I was surprised that, you know, the government's getting involved in this.
Well, they're taking antibiotics out of the food chain because that's how the antibiotic resistance starts with the animals, works its way on up through the food chain. And it says here more than 500 victims across 25 states. Now, I think we have like 48 million cases of food poisoning, something like that, in the United States a year. So this one is salmonella. I won't say the chicken farm it's related to. I think that's unfair. But what the point is, they're refusing to recall the meat, and they're going to blame you for not cooking it well enough. Do you realize there's a little bit of bacteria and fungus in every food we eat, particularly meats? And if you don't cook it well, and they're going to blame you. Now, sometimes the bacteria counts are high and they shouldn't release these, and yet they're doing it for commercial interests. Commercial interests pay off the regulators. They don't want people out of jobs, this kind of thing. So this is happening every day, 50 million cases of food poisoning a year. What should we do about it? We're going to tell you in just a second. And it says here, antibiotic resistance soars. Gut bacteria not destroyed by drugs increase by 12,000% in 7 years. So once you start using antibiotics, there's resistance, and bacteria that is resistant starts cropping up, and it's, you know, there's 12,000% increase. So what are we going to do? The Centers for Disease Control said we've gone past the tipping point, and we're losing like 30-some thousand lives a year due to antibiotic resistance. And we try to point out our sponsor's product, Garlazyme. Now, you know, Garlazyme gives you assuredly the key molecule in garlic, which is allicin. And that's the one that thins the blood and does the cholesterol and hits these germs, bacteria, viruses, and funguses. We can't declare it an antibiotic, but nature can. Now, the point is that when you're getting garlic powder in your house, if you're cooking garlic, you destroyed the allicin. But if you are getting this Garlazyme capsule, it has alkaline minerals that buffers the stomach acid, so the enzyme called alainase activates allicin, and that's what kills the bugs. Now, how many folks do we know? Millions have sinusitis. I can't make any claim that a particular brand of any garlic pill kills it, but I know I have a close relative that has a sinus problem, and wow, hasn't been able to conquer it with anything from doctoring to natural remedies. And in the first 2 days of using the Garlazyme, started to really clear out those sinuses. You got to use it 3 times a day if you've got serious stuff like that going on. But, you know, the issue is Garlazyme, I think in one, your main meal a day, you should be trying to clean out your digestive tract with garlic. It's safe to use and never induces antibiotic resistance. And I know I've said this in a prior program, that folks are kind of concerned that the garlic, you know, destroys the good bacteria in the digestive tract. 2 studies show that it leaves the good bacteria alone, the bifidus, the acidophilus, and it just gets the pathogens, the bad guys. So bacteria, viruses, funguses, there's none that stand up to it. And Garlazyme, let me tell you how to get a hold of them. 866-674-3955. You can buy 3 months supply of Garlazyme, get a 4th month supply free, costs you $8.60 a month, and the shipping is free. What's not to like about Garlazyme? Low price, and it's buffered, so you don't have, it's alkaline buffered, you don't have the garlic breath and the garlic odor. You know, I've talked to everybody, they don't care about the science. Does it cause garlic odor? That's all they care about. So, you know, it's alkaline buffered. I'm telling you, I don't have a problem with garlic odor and breath taking Garlazyme. See if that's your experience. 866-674-3955. And leave your number there, and they'll call you back. And it's economical. There's no price resistance, as we like to say.
Bill, I got to tell you, Garlazyme to me has just elevated itself. You know, garlic's always been something we think of in food and supplements that has a lot of health properties and something that can kill bugs. But none of it, you know, most of us don't eat raw garlic, and none of the garlic pills on the shelf really can give you allicin until now. And that's the gold standard. Garlic has hundreds of beneficial qualities to it, and you get some of them from eating food and doing garlic pills. But this Garlazyme, folks, especially today with all this antibiotic resistance, this is an inexpensive way to give you some of the best protection you can have. The easiest thing is not to let these things get started in your body rather than see if you can knock them out. Take Garlazyme every day.
You can crush a clove of garlic and get the allicin and try to swallow it down. It's the pungency, the garlic odor, and the garlic breath that's kept it from being the center feature of both modern and ancient medicine. Garlazyme has fixed it. You know, the garlic breath and garlic odor is conquered, and we still get the allicin with the alkaline buffering. So you call 866-674-3955. You experience it for yourself. The shipping is free. They send it right out to you. You get a 4-month supply. All total $8.60 a month. So hey, I don't think you'll find a better supplement, more economical than that.
Where can people go? You've got a great Chalk Talk video that explains this well. Where can people go to see
that?
If you're
confused about the garlic, can't remember what I said, or want to explain it to a friend, Garlazyme.ime.com. Watch my Chalk Talk there. There's also a little movie about how do you really get Allison out of a garlic pill, and the little town there discovers a little, you know, comic type feature. So you can see, you know, how all of that is obtained. You know, it's just good information that's honest and real and helps you and doesn't cost you a lot out of your pocketbook. That's what we need today, David, and we're trying to deliver it.
Okay, this is Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to take a short break. Be right back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior, health journalist Bill Sardi, and we will be here every week for you. You know, Bill, wasn't too long ago that somebody emailed me with a question, and they said somebody told me that you shouldn't have copper in your multivitamin because copper can lead to Alzheimer's. And I was like, well, okay. So I decided to Google it, and I found a very interesting array of studies that copper could lead to Alzheimer's by being a heavy metal that builds up, causing problems. And then I also read that copper could prevent Alzheimer's by being part of antioxidants in the body, like SOD and different things that would prevent the inflammation leading to Alzheimer's. So it left me a little confused, as I imagine most people would be. Can you clarify this for us?
More copper, less copper, more copper, less copper. So you go to the alternative doctor, and he takes a snip of your hair, and he wants to see what the copper levels are. But is that, if it's high, does that mean more of it's leaving and getting, you're getting rid of it? Or does it mean your blood levels or tissue levels are high? If your blood level of copper is high, are you getting rid of it? It's going out. After all, it's going to get excreted here. So, but I think the blood levels being high have to do with issues of, you know, in young kids, we found out that high copper levels in children destroys their dopamine, which is their working memory. And these kids have the attention deficit and learning problems. Balance it with zinc. Balance it with zinc. Zinc and copper have to balance each other. But you know, there's a headline in the last few days. It's talking about copper is the primary growth factor for cancer, along with iron, another metal, and that they're trying to develop drugs. They have a drug that's a chelator. It binds to copper, cloquinol, or however they pronounce it, and they're thinking maybe it's an anti-cancer drug. I want to bring up that nature, you know, whatever it is, you go to a doctor and it's a drug deficiency. Well, it doesn't have to be. And in this case, nature's prolific copper chelator is resveratrol. It's a red wine molecule. You can get it in dietary supplements. Our sponsor, Longevinix, is the best tested resveratrol-based dietary supplement. It chelates copper, but it also has added chelators for iron and all the heavy metals, which is cadmium, lead, mercury, et cetera. So, you know, we've made this wonderful Longevinix pill. We've had 10 years of using it safely. And, gee, there's not enough we can say good about it because it really owns all of the science. You know, when you go to the National Library of Medicine, for all of you that are real investigators, go to PubMed.com, like publication medicine, PubMed.gov. PubMed.gov, and you can look up Longevinix, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, and see our 12 studies that have been published up there. And it's beneficial for the arteries and the eyes and the heart. You'll see all this and some of the genetics helping restore cell energy. It's on, as we speak today, it's on the Google News. Longevinix restores energy, all of the things that it does to the heart, eyes, and mitochondria, restoring energy to the body. But, you know, copper needs to be in balance. And for most of us, if we're older, we have too much copper. We want copper-free and iron-free multivitamins. They just oxidize and rust the B vitamins that are vulnerable to oxidation in a multivitamin anyway. And, you know, copper is needed to make connective tissue. That's the gooey stuff between our cells. And so you would need a little bit of copper, but you probably have an excess 200 milligrams of copper in your body as you get older. Chelators of copper will keep it from serving as a growth factor for anything, for bacteria, viruses, funguses, malignant cells. So the potential is there. Can we claim that any brand of resveratrol pills a cure for any of these things? No. But we can tell you that it'll help restore a normal, healthy balance to copper in your body.
Well, hey, Bill. If I go to my doctor and say, what drug do you have to balance the copper in my body and keep it just right and let it do its good functions and not build up and cause me problems, there isn't one, folks. The point of dietary supplements.
There is a copper chelating drug, but it's expensive and has a lot of side effects. Resveratrol, I've been marketing a resveratrol pill for 10 years, and the number of side effects are minor, reversible, and certainly not serious. So you can go blind on that copper chelating pill, by the way. So, you know, these are just some of the things we want people to learn about and know. And resveratrol, this wonderful red wine molecule, it sounds biblical, doesn't it? You know,
yeah.
Red wine. And, you know, I just think we're not using, you know, we're, okay, about 40% of Americans are teetotalers and don't even want to hear the word wine. Okay, we've got a red wine pill without the alcohol.
Hey, I want to ask you real quick. You come to that. I saw a study once on colon cancer rates, and they compared red wine drinkers, white wine drinkers, and teetotalers. And the most colon cancer was the white wine drinkers, but the next was the teetotalers, and the least were the red wine drinkers.
I remember that study. You know, just in the last week, it says bottle of wine a day is not bad for you. Come on, you're going to be inebriated. But those Frenchmen out there, they're not driving around in a car, by the way, beyond a glass of wine, and you're not going to have the reaction time. And the French are drinking 3 to 5 glasses of wine a day, which is certainly the point of inebriation. But they're living longer. And it's not an excuse to go down to Trader Joe's and down a bottle of 2-buck Chuck every day. But the point is we can get those good molecules without the alcohol. The best tested product, Longevinix, our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000. If you want to learn about it, they'll send you a free report, 866-405-4000. Bottle of wine, a whole bottle.
But is that throughout the day, though, Bill?
Yeah,
I mean, but in the French culture, it's a glass at lunch.
It needs to be the aged dark red wine. I like the Malbecs. I'm not a big wine drinker. I'll taste it. But, you know, the point is that, it's hard for people. By the way, if you have a loved one that's really struggling with alcohol dependency, there is a little product. We're not commercially involved in it called Blucetin.com, Blucetin. Blucetin.com. They'll send you a free sample. It's a hangover remedy, but it calms your desire for alcohol. It really works wonderfully. A lot of science from UCLA Medical Center on this. If the heartbreak of this, I think every family in America has a problem with alcohol, someone in the family. Blucetin.com comes from the Asian raisin tree. So it just something as a natural remedy. But we're talking about Longevinix. The red wine pill has no alcohol in it. And, you know, they're saying the scientists are trying to keep this study, this resveratrol pill away from, say, you need a resveratrol-like drug, wait until we make one. And they've been saying it's not biologically available. Go to resveratrolnews.com. I captain that website. You'll have to look up how to spell it, resveratrol, resveratrolnews.com. And it says resveratrol is biologically available, that the scientists have been fibbing about this all along, trying to talk us into an upcoming resveratrol-like drug we're supposed to hold our breath for. If you don't want to hold your breath for a wonderful red wine pill that's been proven safe over 10 years, it's called Longevinix, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. They're happy to send you free information. You call. Find out about it. It's a life-changing product.
Hey, Bill, I should recommend. I saw a summary of the science you were talking about at PubMed.gov, and in many cases, Longevinix, the actual product, was put head-to-head with the resveratrol that's used in scientific tests, and it outperformed medical resveratrol.
Well, we like, you know, we tell everyone out of integrity, get a resveratrol pill. Now, if you want one that's proven to work, has the right dose, by the way, take too much of it and it works against you, not for you. So who knows about that? The science base and all those things and tested their product. It's called Longevinix. It's the only one that's been tested in animals and humans, the only one proven to be safe at any dose, and that's not true of plain resveratrol. If you want the assurance of something that has worked and will work for you, 866-405-4000. It's called Longevinix, like longevity, and you got the word vine in the middle there, David, like red wine, vine. So that's the idea of it. And, you know, we've had great – I only wish more people could try this. But I wish I could give it away. We can't. By the way, don't forget, before our time runs out, vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. It'll help, and you can go there, register. They'll send you back an access code. You get in for free. It'll analyze all of your dietary supplements before we run out of time. But we have been talking about Longevinix, the red wine pill. It mimics exercise. Yes, that's what the science says. It mimics a fasting, low-calorie diet. So if you this is what it mimics. It's a molecular mimic of this. It switches on the same genes that you activate when you exercise, that you activate when you deprive yourself of food, like when you're fasting. Would you like to do that? Longevinix, Longevinix, Longevinix.com or 866-405-4000.
I encourage everybody to go see the studies. And by the way, folks, we're not advocating that you don't eat well. We're not advocating that you don't exercise. But I myself find Longevinix an incredibly affordable way and reliable way to give myself an extra edge. When I see the science on that, Bill, it is a product I wouldn't be without. And just, you know, I thinking about this, you got these two sponsors, Garlazyme, Longevinix. To me, they're two of the great parts of the Mediterranean diet that's the healthiest diet on the planet. Little red wine, little garlic, certainly two of the things that give us all the healthy things. So this is Have a Heart Health Radio. Please go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. And I tell you what, if you think that you're going to get we're going to try to sell you something there, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. It really is free. And it's a great thing that you did, Bill, and I appreciate you giving it free to our audience today.
Thank you, Dave. If you're listening, remember to keep tuning us in. Have a Heart Health Radio. We love to have a heart part, don't we, David?
We do, and tell all your friends. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Heart. Heart. Heart.